Chapter 4. Enron Smart. In 1993, Sharon Watkins was working in Manhattan as a vice president for MG Trade Finance Corporation, a small commodity lending boutique that was a subsidiary of a fine old German industrial firm called Metal Gesellschaft. She spent her days managing their oil and gas loan portfolio, the contents of which were close to $1 billion, but she had the sense, common to many people who are not born and raised in New York City, that it was time to go home. She had enjoyed the New York experience. She lived in the right part of town, the Upper East Side, and dated Master of the Universe types. Now Sharon's closest friends were married and starting families. Their next step would be the move to the suburbs, which meant she'd be spending more and more of her weekends alone. Being a single woman in Manhattan in your 30s, she knew, was very different from being a single woman in Manhattan in your 20s, and she was ready to move on. There was really only one place to go, Houston. It was just 30 or so miles from her hometown of Tomball and her mother and stepfather, and it was a big city, with plenty of opportunity in her field of expertise. Her father was in Houston, too. There was really only one place Sharon wanted to work in Houston, Enron. If you were in the world of finance or the world of energy, you heard about the kinds of things they were doing and wanted to be a part of reinventing the future. There was no place hotter or hipper, even in New York, and Sharon was determined to land a job there. In her mind, she was perfect for the place. She had graduated from college with honors in accounting, and she had worked at Arthur Andersen, the accounting firm that was practically joined at the hip with Enron, for 8 years. As an auditor, she'd worked with big-name clients. She'd been a part of the Andersen team hired in 1988 to help defend Leona Helmsley for tax evasion. A U.S. attorney had bragged that prosecuting Helmsley was one of his easiest jobs because Helmsley made so many enemies happy to kick her when she was down. Sharon would never forget that observation. She'd also